I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. A candidate for Alabama governor says the arrest of her campaign worker accused of violating the state's Sex Offender Registration and Notification Act was, quote, politically motivated. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Sue Bell Cobb tells AL.com that she accepted Paul Littlejohn III's resignation late last week. Littlejohn was her campaign's Jefferson County field director. As a registered sex offender, Littlejohn was charged with working too close to a school or a daycare through his work at a church and also failing to update his employment status. Cobb says the warrant was issued after she publicly defended Littlejohn's character. She says the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office is led by a Republican, indicating Republicans don't want to face her in the general election. Chief Deputy Randy Christian says Cobb wanted law enforcement to, quote, just look the other way. Engineering students at the University of Alabama will compete at NASA's Kennedy Space Center today. APR's Pat Duggins has more on the Battle of the Bots.
NASA's latest robotic mining competition starts today, and Alabama wants to keep its winning streak going. Tuscaloosa students have won the NASA contest 3 years in a row. This year, NASA changed the rules following the discovery of signs of water ice on the planet Mars. 50 universities are building robots designed to dig 14-inch-long trenches. The point is to allow future astronauts on Mars to use robots to dig up ice for fuel, oxygen, and drinking water. Each team has only 10 minutes to maneuver their robot through an obstacle course and dig their trench. Alabama's robot is also designed to operate on its own and to use sensors with lasers to avoid things in its path. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Tuscaloosa.
And high school girls may soon be able to sing or dance their way to a scholarship for college. The group Distinguished Young Women of Northwest Alabama is holding a registration meeting tonight for the group's 2018 scholarship competition. Students in Colbert, Franklin, and Lauderdale counties will gather at the First Metro Bank in Muscle Shoals this afternoon to sign up. Chapter Director Susan Hargett says scholarship winners often see even more financial aid once they're accepted to a university.
And lots of girls will say when they go to, like, Alabama or Auburn or UNA, that they will see Distinguished Young Women on their resume, and they'll say, hey, I'm adding $1,700 or $2,000 to your scholarship.
Contestants will be judged on interviews as well as fitness, stage presence, and a talent competition. Distinguished Young Women was founded back in 1958 in Mobile. It's considered the oldest national scholarship program for high school girls. Now for today's forecast.
Another hot day is in store for your Monday. High temperatures reaching the low to mid-90s across most of Alabama. Clear skies, though, and overnight lows tonight getting down to around 70 degrees. Tuesday, our rain chances increase with the chance for scattered showers or storms high again near 90. The rain chances continue through the remainder of this week with highs in the upper 80s. I'm WVUH's Jacob Lanier, and that's your local forecast.